Our response is that we need to be sober and start to engage each other on these issues. I believe that we can always find a solution.
Mr. João, you recently called upon the government to protect you from unfair competition posed by influx of inferior imported goods and other issues. Can you clarify?
No, what we are simply saying is that, for example, there are medical products that pose a hazard in terms of their packaging, in terms of how they are being sold on the streets. We are also saying that at the end of the day, we need to resist the industry. And the only way we can do that is by ensuring that we all embrace the concept of buying Zimbabwe and then, because industry currently is operating at well below capacity. And if our retail sector promotes or rather buys from, only Zimbabwean products, then that means we are in a position to kickstart our industry as well. And also, we are saying we don't need a confrontation, but we are opting for dialogue. That's all I can say right now.
Back to you, Mr. Wadzai. This problem of selling your wares in front of retail outlets, how can this be addressed?
Okay, like I've already indicated, I believe that everyone should be involved. We don't need a situation where the government will be appearing as if they are chasing away vendors. We believe every problem can be solved as long as people are determined to engage. Everything will be sorted out without any problem or appearing to be insulting others. So I think it can be done. We have made some proposals to local authorities. We have drafted a plan as a union, which we are prepared to share anytime. In fact, we have already shared the same with some local authorities in Zimbabwe.
Now, Mr. João, apart from this influx of what you are calling inferior imported products, what other problems are you facing as retailers?
There are many, for example, high rentals that are being charged by the owners of the properties, the numerous licenses required by the municipality, among other issues. We are also talking of the high cost of labor. We are also talking of the need to ensure that at the end of the day, the program being proposed by open venue does not exacerbate it. So we are just calling for a holistic and pragmatic approach to the whole issue. That's what we are talking about.
And Mr. Wadzai, there is a concern that the cities are now dirty and vendors must be moved. I think there were also parliamentarians who were saying the same thing. Is this a solution?
It's actually absurd. I don't understand how the whole August House can sit and start to discuss about the forceful removal of vendors.
And lastly, Mr. João, do you agree with the proposal by some parliamentarians that vendors must be moved to clean the streets?
Okay, what we need to do first is to identify suitable places, certain designated places, where we can then improve on those places, for example, by way of ablution facilities, by way of clean in the other ancillary services. After that, we can then talk of moving them to these places.